This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
I'm Liam Maitland, KCBS Foodie Chap, with Executive Chef Bronson McCumber, Mastro's Steakhouse, Union Square, San Francisco. Chef, good to see you.
Great to see you too, Liam.
Joy of joys. There's chocolate cake in our future. There's a cocktail in our future. Let's talk about your journey with food. Where did it all begin? Who was cooking in the family? What was coming out of the kitchen?
My grandmother was the chef cook in the kitchen. Made lots of great meals: French toast, local fish from the beach, maybe a block away. Lots of home cooking, you know, at my early years.
And when did this get serious? When did food and all things culinary become a real passion for you?
Mid-20s, I would say. So I'm kind of a late bloomer in the culinary scene. You know, a lot of people get their chops started at 16 or 15, about 10 years behind. So,
what was the moment? Was there a light bulb moment? What happened?
I think cooking Trader Joe's chicken tenders and doctoring up with a tomato sauce. And girlfriend at the time had said, "Oh my gosh, this is amazing." And I said, "Wow, what else can I do here?"
Chicken tenders from Trader Joe's with a cocktail sauce.
Yeah, well, I think everything was a homemade cocktail sauce. And I think it was cooking, you know, almost every other night at home after that. So
that ex-girlfriend just sent the cops for you, because I can hear them. They're on their way.
I'm running by.
What was your first triumph in the kitchen, though? Do you remember, like, the first dish that you really conquered and you thought, yeah, you know what, I can do this?
I think it was the French toast. Yeah. I think when I was doing it at Cafe Flore in the Castro, where people kept coming back during brunch.
You know what? I was one of your customers. I had no idea you were at Cafe Flore. What a great spot.
About 10 years ago.
Oh, my good Lord.
10 years ago, yeah. I was doing I don't think I was doing the guava cream cheese stuffing at the time, but we were crusting it with the macadamia nut, cinnamon, nutmeg crust panko.
So. Cafe Flore, a legendary spot on the Castro. Been around a long time. Your journey then would take you where after Cafe Flore?
After that, it would take myself and a few partners of having a small catering business for about 8 years. And some consulting along the way. And then after that, took me to Erna's Elderberry House out in Yosemite.
Michelin stars.
And Forbes 5-star dining as well. So then after that, took me to Diodeca, which is a Greek steakhouse in Moscato.
Know it well, been there, enjoyed the food there.
Yes, and then now here.
Yeah. So your journey here with Mastro's, for those who've never had the Mastro's steakhouse experience, essentially, what's it all about?
It's all about the experience. And that's, you know, when you make your reservation, from when you first step in, from when you get seated till when you get your cocktails, of how your water is being poured, and then to your steaks, of hearing that sizzling butter hitting your table, of how your table is being cleared, and, you know, all the way following up to the butter cakes at the end of the night.
Well, I have to tell you, I came in for dinner a few nights ago with my dear friend Diana, and we had the Seafood Tower.
It's a trademark here. We try to go three towers up here. So whenever I can do three towers, my food runners don't like it, but I love the three towers. Yeah.
You know, I had to actually get an elevator to the top of the tower to make my way all the way down. What I love is the dinner theater that comes with that dish. Mm-hmm. I mean, just the fact that you've got the
dry ice.
You've got it's all lit up. The servers, they have their flashlights on it as well. So,
absolutely. You know, absolutely.
Dinner theater and memories, right?
We're creating guests for life here every day. That's what we strive for. You know, we talk about this every single day. and it ingrains into our culture here.
Yeah.
You know,
you're new here in the city, but you're literally right off Union Square. What does it mean to be right here in this spot? Just to be here and to be part of the food scene in San Francisco means what exactly to you?
The food scene in San Francisco, I think there's so much culture here, you know, from so many different options you can choose from on an hour-to-hour basis to, you know, ordering food to home or coming to Mastro's and experiencing live entertainment, you know, great service, great food. Great cocktails again, and the wine list is phenomenal. So, you know, it's tough to get all 3 to 5 categories under one roof.
Sure.
You know,
I love the fact that you do have live entertainment. I love the fact that there is a buzz, there is a vibe here, which I haven't experienced in many restaurants in San Francisco in a while. Here for dinner the other night, Mayor Willie Brown, he'd always be de mayor, was in the house. Some other people I just recognized from the city. I mean, people are coming here. People are excited to be here.
It is definitely not a quiet restaurant.
Yeah. This is a night out.
This is a night out. So, you know, when you decide to come to Mastro's, it is a show.
Yeah.
You know, so it's not quiet. We can find a quiet corner for you, but it is a exciting place to be in.
However, I will say this. You can come, you can sit at a bar, you can sit on your own, sit with a couple of friends, have the bar experience from 4 o'clock. You can sit at a table, have an intimate dinner for 2. You can be here with a group. You can have a private dining experience. You can even sit outside, you know, or al fresco under the open rooftop. So there are lots of opportunities for you to enjoy different experiences here.
Absolutely. I agree. It is just a place to have great friends, create great memories, and taste great food and beverages.
Now, talking of beverages, Marina, do you mind coming over, love? I'm going to ask you a couple of questions here. So, in terms of the cocktail program here, what's it all about?
We really pride ourselves on our cocktails. We put a lot of thought, a lot of time, a lot of effort into all of them. We just want to deliver to our guests the very best product, highest quality of beverages and mixology.
You made me a killer cocktail right here. Talk me through it.
Okay, so we have our Mastro's Signature Cosmopolitan. It's our house-made infused citrus vodka, cranberry juice, and a splash of triple sec poured over dry ice.
See, theater in a glass. It's like a bubbling jacuzzi. How does it taste, though, chef? This is always the important part.
Sorry.
Okay, here we go.
Good try, though.
Joy of joys, Marina. Full marks, top draw. Before I leave you, got to talk about this joyous, decadent chocolate cake before me. It is the delicious chocolate butter cake. I mean, my word. If you don't order this on Valentine's night, what's wrong with you? You got the whole of February to do this. Tell me about the cake. What's this cake all about?
So the cake is a devil's food cake mix with Hershey's chocolate chips, topped with a cream cheese powder sugar mix with a Hershey's chocolate syrup, topped with strawberry segments, chocolate ice cream, raspberry sauce, a white chocolate sauce, and a mint of sprig.
Sorry, I just drooled and dribbled all over the bar here. My word. I mean, this is sensational. This is the cake of cakes.
It's pretty yummy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Pretty romantic, too.
It is good. One cake is enough for 2 people.
Yeah. Please grab a fork. Let's enjoy this romantic moment together. Chef Bronson, executive chef here at Mastro's. Folks, do yourself a favor. Come for happy hour. And then stick around for dinner. You'll be happy you did. How's the cake?
Very yummy.
Chef, I think I just fell in love. Sadly, not with you. It's with the cake. You're a good man. Chef Bronson, put it there. Thank you so much, my friend. Love you too, though, chef.
Too.
Marina, I may love you more because that cocktail is pretty knockout. We're going to share the home recipe, a sort of more simple version of this cake for folks at home, right?
Absolutely.
So folks, go to the website, more on Chef Bronson McCumber's story, and all you need to know about Mastro's, you'll find it at kcbsradio.com, and click on Foodie Chap.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.